Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Des, good morning.
Morning, Mary. Don Logue's column coming up. You'll enjoy it. We're going to start with last night's football, though, because goals from Saeed Benrahma and Mikel Antonio helped keep West Ham's dream alive of a first trophy in 43 years. They had a 2-1 victory in the first leg of the Europa Conference League semi-final against AZ Alkmaar. The Hammers were big favourites to beat the Dutch side, but they were put on the back foot when the West Ham goalkeeper gifted AZ the lead before half-time. And Mikel Antonio admitted the Dutch side caused them big problems. All right, then, in the other semi-final, Basel travelled to Italy and beat Fiorentina 2-1 with a 93rd-minute winner from Amdouni. In the Europa League, Eduardo Bove's second-half goal gave Jose Mourinho's Roma a 1-0 advantage over Bayer Leverkusen after the first leg of their semi-final. And Federico Gatti scored a 97th-minute equaliser to earn Juventus a 1-1 draw against Sevilla in the first leg of their Europa League semi-final. Sevilla dominated the game for large periods but were left to rue missed chances. Now, tonight's action in the Premier Division of the SSE Airtricity League sees the leaders Bohemians host third place Derry City. Champions Shamrock Rovers go to UCD. Dundalk play Cork City and St Pat's are at home to Drogheda United. Now, in Gaelic games, we've another big weekend ahead, but Donal Cusick, who was at the centre of the GAA goal storm last weekend, is keen to demonstrate his core point is he's very unhappy about how hurling is being treated. Here's his Hurling Nation column.
Hurling Nation, Aon Scaler Himpa. Mad ma, fellow citizens of Hurling Nation, Aon Scaler Himpa. Well, the Microwave Hurling Championship gets a little chance to breathe this weekend. The GAA schedule has two provincial football finals and the start of the Tailteann Cup, which, if you haven't heard of, it's a sort of Gaelic football Grand National for disappointed also-rans. This means that we've one big hurling game at tea time on Saturday and available for viewing, you know where. Say what you like, it beats having three hurling championship matches thrown in within the space of 2 hours on a Saturday evening, something the rushed calendar has given us. Waterford versus Clare doing battle on the sacred turf of Simple Stadium. It's a game you'd buy a ticket for just to watch Davy Fitz and Brian Lohan stalking and eyeballing each other up and down the sideline. But it's more than that. Davy has brought a booster along in his first season with teams wherever he's gone. So far this summer, Waterford seem to be immune from the short, sharp shocks. They've looked as flat and jaded as they did last summer. After two straight losses, this is a game they have to win. Pros and cons for Waterford, overnight Austin Gleeson has been named to start and their defence has given up just one green flag so far, but their forward line is the only one in the competition yet to raise one. What about Clare? They inflicted a few wounds on themselves the first day out against Tipperary, but they hurled like demons for the 70 minutes plus when they needed to slay Limerick. Clare's trouble in the recent past, though, has been stitching good performances together. Davy Fitz will be looking at Clare's defence, which has offered up 7 goals so far, and asking his forwards for a bit more. It's hard to believe that Waterford have lost 5 months to final since they last won one. Hurling can't afford for the Daisha to fall away, but it's hard to see the revival starting tomorrow. Now we have some space, we can mention the Christy Ring, Nicky Rackard, Laurie Maher and Joe McDonough Cups all proceeding this weekend with a slew of games, mainly on Saturday. There are big fixtures in the Joe McDonough Cup at the top and bottom of the table going into the final round. Unbeaten Offaly play Carlow, who are 2 points behind, and at the bottom Kildare and Down meet at Hawkfield. They're both looking for their first points of the campaign. So good luck citizens and keep beating the hurling bowl run with no apologies. This is hurling. This is 2,000 years of tradition handed down generation to generation. It's older than the samurai, older than the soccer, the rugby, the Super Bowl. It's older than whatever you are having this morning. It's not just any sport. It's Skellig Michael. It's the Cliffs of Moher. It's the Giant's Causeway. It's Linda Loch. It's the Book of Kells, but with better stories. It needs ring fencing, proper finance and proper marketing. It needs protecting and preserving. As they say, you can't make soup out of promises, and from lip service to streaming services, the game has had enough of promises. Marshin, Teamach, Fecher, agus Gnuri, Liv Galair.
Shinna will. Folly that.
Yeah, yeah. That's extraordinary stuff. Don't love Cusick there. Hear more of that, I'm sure, over the next couple of days as well. In cycling, Denmark's Mads Pedersen won a sprint finish on stage 6 of the Giro d'Italia. Andres Leknesund of Team DSM still holds the leader's jersey. Eddie Dunbar, very good 13th place at the moment. Ben Healy, 81st. Now, Leinster, Munster and Connacht are due to name their teams for tomorrow's big semi-finals in the United Rugby Championship later. Connacht play the Stormers in Cape Town at 3 o'clock. Leinster meet Munster in the Aviva at 5:30. Both games will be part of our 7-hour Saturday sport programme, and Don Lennon will join us later to discuss that. In golf, Seamus Power sits just outside the top 60 and 9 shots off the lead following a stunning opening round by South Korea's Sung Yul No at the Byron Nelson event in Texas. No is only ranked number 536 in the world, but he shot an 11-under par round of 60 to take the early lead. Later today, the Irish men's cricketers take on Bangladesh in Chelmsford, and the pick of the racing action today features the Chester Cup and the Huxley Stakes in Chester, and an evening meeting in Kilbeggan that begins at 5 o'clock.